under new management. Like some sort of furniture store, that's the sign the Red Sox could slap up on Fenway Park today as the desks inside move around. Most reports this morning say Sox general manager Theo Epstein has finalized a 5-year deal with the Chicago Cubs, worth about $18 million, and that assistant GM Ben Cherington will likely succeed Theo. And this, of course, comes only days after manager Terry Francona left the club. In a few minutes, we'll look back at Epstein's tenure here in Boston. But first, for more about what's going on over at Fenway, we turn this morning to Boston Globe sports columnist Bob Ryan. Good morning, Bob.
Oh, you're welcome, Bob.
Does it appear the Red Sox ownership put up much of a fight to keep Epstein in town, Bob? And what's that say to you?
That John Henry, as usual, has his own way of doing things. I know the answer is I don't think they did, and the proof will be in the compensation they received from the Chicago Cubs. They could play very hard ball, try to go after a regular or maybe their top prospect. The indications are they will be rather gentlemanly about it. They will get some kind of compensation, but they won't try to bleed the Cubs. And so life goes on, kind of philosophy for John Henry, and he will move on.
You know, with all the reports in recent days about all the turmoil inside the Red Sox clubhouse, I need to ask if you think that Ben Cherington, the assistant GM, is the right guy to bring calm to start to turn things around.
I personally do not know him. He comes very highly endorsed by many different people as being the right guy, a guy who has a mind as equal to Theo's, but he's not Theo. He's Ben Cherington. He has his own, he might have his own concepts about certain things, such as what type of manager they need now.
Well, let me ask you what you think the Sox in general need to do to return to professionalism, so to speak, inside the clubhouse. And I use that word because that's a word that your colleague Dan Shaughnessy uses in his column this morning, ball players in the clubhouse abandoning their professionalism.
I think it starts with who the new manager is. I would like to see them change the tone by going a little bit more of an old school type manager. I think the ideal guy is sitting out there, and not that even we know that he has any interest in the job, and that's Bobby Valentine. And I've never been a big Bobby Valentine guy in the past, but I do think that he seems to be the right guy for this situation.
Why?
Because he's an old school in the sense of I think he would certainly enact the discipline that we seek now. He's brilliant on baseball. He sees things, I believe, that not everybody sees. Sometimes he has flouted that image, no question, and he can overmanage, and I used to be a critic of his for that, but I think that he would absolutely relish this opportunity.
But in general, do you think that the Red Sox need a personality as the field skipper, as the manager, or need a disciplinarian?
I don't think that they need a personality as some organizations would in order to, quote-unquote, sell tickets. They're going to sell tickets. The brand, I think, will last at least another year, even with all this turmoil. I don't think they need to worry about it in that sense. So a personality. I think they do need the right person with the right temperament and the right approach. And John Henry, I think to be polite, he's quirky. It's difficult to speculate what he might be thinking. And it is John Henry, believe me, in the end, who will make these decisions.
Do you think all of this means that John Henry is going to become a more active manager? I mean, exercising more direct day-to-day control.
I think his reputation is at stake. I would suspect that may be that he'll be very active in this. Yes, I do think so.
So should we call him George Steinbrenner?
Well, we should just call him the man behind the curtain.
Bob Ryan, Boston Globe sports columnist, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Okay, you're welcome, Bob.